And now, the Goldbergs. Well, sometimes things may move slowly, giving no indication of the powerful and secret forces which are at play. And all at once, the situation will precipitate a moral and psychological crisis. It is this very thing which is preparing itself for the Goldbergs. When Orianne Leland refused to marry Dr. Kidder, she said a few things too many to Mr. Way, for Orianne, like Molly, she was an immense sympathy for this man so recently released from prison. And her sympathy, exaggerated by the circumstances, appeared like affection to a man who's had no affection for years. Tonight, the Goldbergs are at the bowling alley with Orianne.
You bowl, Rosie.
Who's a rolling ball, sir? Is it Papa's chance, no?
Look at the score.
Well, I'll bowl and then Orianne bowls here.
Go on, then, Rosie.
Why?
Did you mark yourself, son?
Yeah, I will, Pa.
You're not bowling, Molly.
I'll watch it. I'll watch it. Be careful, Rosie, darling. The family says don't use the heavy ball. Don't be riding there 1, 2, 3, 4 a champion. Mark it a little ball, toy. She's a little ball, toy.
Molly.
Molly.
Yes. I thought Mr. Way was coming.
We asked him to. Maybe he'll come. Maybe he really don't want to come yet. He's not ready to come yet in the public places, maybe.
Rosalind.
That's not the way. Let me
call the house. Let's have to tell you, Rosalie.
Goldberg. You know, Mrs. Goldberg, I think I have stumbled into something that's a little over my head.
What do you mean about
that? I think I gave Mr. Way the idea that... Way. I overemphasize my regard for Mr. Way.
How? Oh, no.
I think you got the wrong impression, Mr. Goodman. You see, when I refused Mr. Cooper's offer to marry me, I think Mr. Way got the impression it was because of him. And last night, when Mr. Way's former wife called, he spoke to her over the telephone in front of me. What is that,
Mama?
I think Mr. Way thinks, well, I've seen more than respect and sympathy for him. But that isn't the worst. It's so wrong. And the way he feels with the whole world against him, with the struggle he has before him, I don't know what to say to him. I don't know what to say that won't hurt him terribly. I know, you know, that it would be impossible for me to feel any of the things that Mr. Way may be thinking.
Maybe you're exaggerating, Rory, and I mean, Mr. Way may feel that you've been very kind to him and friendly, and that's all he may mean.
I don't think so.
What's that?
Have you, Martha Strauss?
I'll show you.
Come after me.
Oh, an accidental expert, huh?
Yes. Oh, my. Be careful. Be very careful.
They talk. I thought Mr. Way was coming.
He's not ready yet to mingle in public places. The town hasn't yet taken him to their heart with outstretched hands.
Oh, he's got to face it sooner or later. There'll always be a man who was once in prison. He's just got to come out and take it. It'll be better for him if he does.
I'm a good psychologist.
Super.
Where?
Yeah, it is, Ma.
Dr. Taylor, the other here. Come over, Dr. Taylor.
He's coming, Ma. Sure.
Wonderful, I think, Ma. How many, Dr. Taylor?
No, only three.
You're fine, Ma. Only three, Marianne. Sit down, Marianne.
I don't know why we can't use an extra alley. The game is so slow when so many are playing. Are you joining us, Dr. Taylor? We only just started.
Oh, may I?
Sure.
Please. Say, boy, please. Will you send him out from that alley, too?
Ma,
come
and try it, will you?
Oh, go on, Mrs. Goldberg. It's good for you.
Come on. Sure.
It gives money to the Red Cross. No, come on. Sure.
Come on.
Oh, yeah, I'm awfully sorry about What happened?
I hope you are.
It was pretty rotten of me to take it for granted.
Why did you propose to me anyway? I'm sure it wasn't for the usual reasons.
Well, it certainly isn't a place to give you all my unusual reasons. I'm sorry I took it for granted that you had accepted.
So am I. You weren't particularly delicate with Mr. Wade.
No. I'll apologize to him also. Where is it?
He didn't come.
Afraid of the public?
I'm afraid he is. Yeah.
Only one thing will ever make Wade come out of this jail.
What?
Something strong enough to make him eager to defy public opinion?
If he keeps feeling the way he does now, all his life will be one prison after another.
Yes. And if you keep feeling towards me the way you do now, mine will be the same. That's true, you know. Oh, dear. All down for six? Let's see, that's four.
Okay.
Doctor, what did I do?
What
did
my mind
do?
It's your turn, Orion.
Is Rosie playing before me?
Oh, come on, Rosie, play.
Oh, I wonder, there's a telephone here. I want to call the house and see how David is.
I'll go to Orion.
Come on, you take the alley.
Yes, take the alley. You take the alley.
Let me see you make a strike, Dr. Cater.
I don't dare. I've got two strikes on me now. Not the same time.
Where are you going, Molly?
Oh, you must have called to our baby to see me.
Let Rosalie go. It's your turn to ball, Orion.
All right, let's see how good you are, Orion. Let's see how many strikes there are in this bowling alley for us.
All right. I got three last time. Oh, Rosie, will you call and see how David is, please?
All right, Orion. Have you got any
call? Wait, I'll give you a little. I'll give you a little from
Papa. Come on, Orion. Now
yes.
Take care of it now.
Yes.
Now we'll see that we get a good one for you.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's see. Maybe we can take this. Yeah, this dark one. Now, we'll use this ball, Orion. That's right. That's it. No, Jesus. What's the thing? Yes, that's right. Now, that's the light one.
It's heavy.
Yes, you'll just have to exercise a little. All right, now you just let it slide down nice and easy. That's it. Yes, now, that's it.
Oh, it's crooked.
Because you gave it the same kind of twist you gave me.
Oh.
Is it all right to say I love you? Hmm? Is it? Oh, yeah, aren't you listening to me?
Yes.
Yes.
Right.
Uh-huh.
All of them. It was an accident.
Sammy, it's your turn. I'll mark it. Mrs. Goldberg, you're playing the other alley.
Yeah, I'm playing the other alley now.
Can
I say, well, I'm going to play the other
alley. Yeah, we're playing
too. All right, darling. All right, so come. One strike for the end. With Martin, it's called one strike for the end.
Yeah, okay, you take care. I'll go.
Stop, you say so, Rose. We don't know. Did Rosie go to call? Yes, yes. Yes, you sit down, darling, and let's watch. Come. Did you mark my strike? Come.
Well, I'll take a shot. Right here. Orion.
Yes.
Sit down.
Thank you.
I marked your strike, but the one you bowled against me or the one on the alley?
Both.
Orion. Do you mind if I tell you occasionally how much I love you?
No.
Well, do you mind if I told you now?
If you get any pleasure out of it?
Well, I most certainly...
Oh.
So, Mr. Way has the courage to come out into the open. Who gave it to him, Orion? You? Mr. Way slowly walked down the gauntlet of eyes that watched him. What made him dare the hostility of the town, the public opinion, and the public stares?